This Saturday, February 2nd, the Footlights Program in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus presents Soledad Barrio and Noche Flamenca. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Hailed by critics everywhere for its transcendent and deeply emotional performances, Noche Flamenca is considered the most authentic flamenco touring company in the field today. The dancers and musicians have successfully brought to the stage the essence, purity, and integrity of one of the world's most complex and mysterious art forms without the use of tricks or gimmicks. Dance, song, and music are interrelated and given equal weight in the presentations of Noche Flamenca, creating a truly communal spirit within the company, the very heart and soul of flamenco. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus is Ellis Finger.
We're very pleased with the dance presentations that we do at the Williams Center each year, and we generally have a spectrum of styles extending from American modern dance, Paul Taylor, Merce Cunningham, some of the great other choreographers. 2 years ago, Azur Barton, a young Canadian choreographer. Turns out two of the three dance performances we have this spring, one is from Spain and another is from Brazil. We're opening the semester this coming Saturday night with an ensemble called Noche Flamenca and their superstar diva Soledad Barrio, who is hands down one of the great solo flamenco artists in the world. Comes from all of the rigorous training and kind of traditional cultural grounding of the great dance centers and clubs of Spain, but she spends a lot of time in the New York area and touring the United States. She's done fabulously praised seasons at clubs in New York like Joe's Pub, as well as week-long engagements at the Joyce Theater. It's an ensemble that features her as the centerpiece of the evening's experience. She's joined by two fellow women dancers and one male dancer to give a sense of the different varieties of partnering and little dramas that kind of lurk beneath the surface in all flamenco dance, and then two guitarists and a singer, and all the musicians using the hand claps to keep the rhythmic pulse going. Flamenco has, over the 30 years at the Williams Center, been one of the most popular performance styles with our audiences. Our students love it as a portal or an entryway into understanding Spanish culture better. It's always been a great hit with our subscribers and our patrons from town. Whether it's been a solo program with the great Pilar Rioja or ensemble programs with Maria Benitez or Carlota Santana, they've been great successes. I put Soledad Barrio and Noche Flamenco at the top of the list. This is the second time that they've been at Lafayette. The mystique of the Spanish soul that is expressed both in the footwork and the positioning of the arms and the upper torso, the machismo that comes through with the male dancer, and I don't know what the counterpart is, but you watch Soledad Barrio dance and you're just overwhelmed by the passion of her soul and how she expresses that in the form of dance.
I love about flamenco is that it's kind of a cross-pollination between dance and a percussion ensemble. It's a dance performance and a percussion performance at the same time, and you can't know what it's like to be there live and watch this going on.
That's amazingly true, and it's been true for many of our international presentations. It happens the same way with ensembles from Africa. You're not quite sure that this is a dance event or a drumming event or a singing event because it's impossible to draw the line separating the different forms. It's really an immersion in the whole African soul, or in this case, the whole Spanish soul. You cannot perform flamenco dance to taped music. Soledad Barrio and her ensemble, everybody's from Spain. The musicians have extraordinary training. They are powerful, they are very articulate, very energetic, very musical, and the percussive effects of the heels of the shoes, particularly when all five dancers are going full blast, practically feel the seat responding to the waves of the percussive sounds.
And like a lot of the great world culture music events, culture dance events you'd bring here to the Williams, this is a great window into, like you said, the heart of Spanish culture.
Flamenco, I've seen them at two different locations in New York City at Joe's Pub. It's like you're sitting in a club in Sevilla. In the Joyce Theater, you're sitting in a theater. Neither is better than the other, but I think the intimacy of the Williams Center with all the audience very close to the stage, you'll get that sense of being in a club in the heartland of flamenco culture somewhere in the south of Spain. The Andalusian gypsy traditions, certain surviving elements of Moorish tradition, all of this has remained kind of the intersecting of cultural ancestries in the great music and dance of Spain. And we're just really thrilled to bring this particular ensemble in.
Ellis Finger, director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus, where this Saturday, February 2nd, the Footlights program presents Soledad Barrio and Noche Flamenca. The performance is at 8 p.m. in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. The box office number for more information is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.